Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Purport. King Prataparudra requested an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Bhattacharya, who duly submitted the request. The Lord, however, immediately refused this interview. Now, when Ramananda Rai informed the Lord how eager the king was to see him, the Lord was immediately pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to retire from his government post and come to Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, to live with him. When this proposal was submitted to King Prataparudra, he immediately accepted it and also encouraged Ramananda Rai by allowing him a full pension. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirms the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servant of the Lord. In our ordinary parlance, it is said, if you love me, love my dog. To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to go through his confidential servant. This is the method. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says, because the king loves you, Ramananda Rai, he is very fortunate. Krishna will certainly accept him due to his love for you. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Panghum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyush Sarva Vedaika Satvala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya Sarva Lokaika Drikprada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shrimad Bhagavatam Prabhu Kali Dvanto Dita Aditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Hare Krishna. So firstly, request the blessings of the senior Prabhupada disciples present here before I could share a few thoughts, and blessings from all the devotees as well. In the discussion last week, we were talking about how Maharaj Prataparudra was very keen to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this lecture series is entitled The Path of Grace. And we have been talking about how on the path of grace, the effort of the sadhaka, the practitioner, is definitely important. But those efforts can be crowned with success only if the grace of the Supreme Lord comes. And we have been discussing on this analogy of the visa, of how a candidate can apply for the visa and submit the documents, but simply submitting the documents does not ensure a visa. The visa officer has to decide to give that visa to the candidate who is applying. Just because the visa is based on the grace of the visa officer does not mean that the candidate does not file his documents. The candidate has to first file his documents and then depend on grace from the visa officer to get the visa. Similarly, we discussed how on the path of bhakti as well, all the efforts in our sadhana bhakti, in our Krishna consciousness, are like the filing of the documents. Our chanting, our services is all filing of the documents. And then those documents are filed to simply express our sincerity that, my dear Lord, I want your grace. And then when Krishna, through the visa officer Srila Prabhupada, grants the visa and the grace comes, then truly one can achieve the ultimate destination of all, Parampada, as the Gita explains, the spiritual world or Golok Vrindavan. In our discussion, we have been hearing how this candidate for the visa has filed some of the documents already. The first document that Pratap Rudra has put in place to apply for a visa, the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is accepting authority. He had heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he did not go here and there to find out. He approached Sarvam Bhattacharya to clarify the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We also heard how he put the second document for the visa in place, and the second document after accepting Sarvabhauma was his intense desire to get an audience with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So accepting authority is fine, but one must have a burning obsession, a desire to get the grace of the Lord. So that second document was also in place. Thirdly, we heard how Sarvam Bhattacharya had spoken to Pratap Rudra and said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And therefore, on the basis of the words of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Maharaj Pratap Rudra had accepted that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Tumi tate Krishna kahe satya ko rimani. I accept this in truth that Chaitanya is Krishna because you say so. And therefore the third document was also in place. First, acceptance of authority. Second, intense desire to get grace. And the third was faith in the words of the spiritual master. He trusted the words of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God or not, he had no access to find that out. He had no idea whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna or not. But because Sarvam Bhattacharya said, based on his faith in the words of his guru, he accepted it. And therefore, the third document was in place. So we are seeing how Maharaj Pratap Rudra is now preparing his file. He's preparing his file with all the documents, with all the qualities needed to qualify himself in a way that the visa officer finally stamps the visa and says, granted, go on. Ready to go to the spiritual world. Ready to get the grace and the mercy of the Lord. As soon as Pratap Rudra Maharaj says, well, I accept he is Krishna, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya capitalizes on this. Guru has the nature to capitalize on the sincerity of the disciple and ask for a favor. Whenever Srila Prabhupada would call some disciple for prasad, you know, you say, you can eat prasad with me, then the disciple would be a little nervous. Why is Srila Prabhupada calling? Because Prabhupada many times said that business talks can happen over a cup of coffee or over some food. And therefore he said in a restaurant, many times business partners will invite each other, barista coffee bar or coffee, cafe coffee day or something like that. And over a cup of coffee and a donut, they will have business discussions. And therefore, whenever a devotee was called by Srila Prabhupada for prasad, it would be very difficult. He would be scared. Sometimes His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was called by Srila Prabhupada. Then he would come and sit in the room of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, he's only servant, now serve him also prasad. And as soon as serve prasad instruction came, Tamal Krishna Maharaj would have some bells ringing in his ears. What is coming next? And then Prabhupada would say, serve more, take more. And the more he would serve, then the disciple would know more is coming. You know, some very serious responsibility is coming on. And then when the prasadam was over, then he would say, so Tamal Krishna, I think, in such and such place, there is a need for a temple president. What do you think? Yes, yes, Prabhupada, there is a need. Who do you think can qualify for a temple president? Prabhupada, I think, what about you, Tamal Krishna? And then Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj would realize that the prasadam had an agenda behind it. But that's the grace of the guru. He capitalizes on the sincerity and the faith of the devotee and engages him in service. As soon as Sarvam Bhattacharya heard that Maharaj Pratap Rudra said, I accept whatever you say, Chi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Sarvam Bhattacharya called him. He said, look, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will soon return from South India. When he returns from South India, he will need a place to live. And therefore, now my instruction to you is,
arrange for a nice secluded place for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay. He asked for a secluded place, Nirjana. Jana means people, and Nirjana means no people. He said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be given a place which is Nirjana, without any people, a secluded, solitary place where he can stay alone. Srila Prabhupada said, one can follow in the footsteps of the great souls. One cannot imitate them. There are two things, Anukaran, Prabhupada said, and Anusaran. Anusaran means following in their footsteps, and Anukaran means imitation of their personalities. And therefore one can never imitate great souls, and one can never judge great souls by what they do. Great souls may live in a secluded place alone and they will be unaffected. But if a sadhaka, practitioner devotee, lives in the secluded place alone, he can very well be affected by material desires. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, one may go in the forest to meditate and one may carry 6 wives with him. One may avoid 1 wife and one may carry 6 wives of lust, anger, illusion, envy, greed and pride. And therefore Srila Prabhupada was very strong about this. He said, anyone thinks that one can make spiritual progress on his own alone is insane. He used a very strong word. He said, it's insane. Because one can follow the great souls, Anusaran. One cannot imitate the great souls, Anukaran. Just like, sometimes a guy is driving a car. And when he's driving a very posh car, Jaguar. You know. And as he's driving this car, suddenly the traffic lights goes red. As soon as the traffic light goes red, the car halts. Now there's an airplane, British Airways plane, flying straight above the car. And this gentleman looks up there and sees this British Airways flight and thinks, hey, why is the British Airways flight not stopping? The traffic light is red. So since I am stopping, the flight should also stop. This gentleman doesn't realize that on road there are different rules and in the air there are different rules. For a car on the road, the car has to follow different traffic rules. The traffic light goes red, it has to stop. The traffic light goes green, it has to move on. And in the air, the plane follows a different set of rules. So if a man driving a car judges the plane, saying the plane is not following these rules, the judgmentalism will be wrong. Similarly, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his incarnations, and the great pure devotees are like the British Airways flight. And the practitioner devotees, sadhakas, are like the guy who's driving the car. While we practice devotional service, we have to follow certain rules. And the great souls, they are judged by a whole different set of rules. And therefore, if one tries to imitate the great souls, there is great trouble. If suddenly the car driver says, oh, but the British Airways flight is not halting at the road traffic light, I also won't halt. Okay, no problem. Go, then one has to go behind bars. Or then get a ticket, is it not? If one just breaks the traffic signals, then one gets a ticket. Similarly, one cannot imitate the great souls. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, my dear King Pratap Rudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will soon come back from South India and he needs a Nirjan place to stay. A place which is solitary. A place which is secluded. No people around him. For practitioner devotees, one can never imitate this. The more we are surrounded by devotees, the safer we are. You know, to be surrounded by Vaishnavas is such a luxury. To be surrounded by practitioner sadhakas is such a luxury. Because if one goes wrong, there can be correction. If one gets tempted, there is support system to take that help. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Bharat Maharaj had only one problem. He was on the platform of Bhava. Sitting on the banks of the river Gandaki, meditating on the Supreme Lord, and had reached the platform of Bhava, one step but Krishna Prem. One step but perfection of life. And Prabhupada said everything was fine. There was only one problem. Prabhupada said, Bharat Maharaj did not have the association of devotees. While he was there alone, when he was tempted by the deer, he saved that deer. That deer not only attracted his heart out of compassion, but slowly his spiritual practice stopped. Bharat Maharaj's compassion was proper. A devotee has to be compassionate, has to give his compassion and help others, no doubt. But that compassion was a little too far-fetched and went out of the limits. That compassion affected his spiritual practice. That compassion affected his sadhana. Slowly his meditation was gone, his prayers were gone, his morning sadhana was gone. And Prabhupada said the only one problem was he did not have someone to tell him, Bharat Prabhu, you are getting slack. You know, you are getting slack. What a luxury, what an incredible luxury to remain amongst jana, hari jana. Nirjana is without people. Advanced people can be there. And Harijana is the associates of Lord Hari. In India, a very big political leader coined this phrase Harijan and started calling people who are apparently downtrodden and socially downtrodden, economically downtrodden, born in apparently low castes as Harijana. Everyone who is a devotee of Hari is a Harijan. So we should not be Nirjan. We should be wanting Harijan. And the more Harijanas are around us, the safer it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he was in Jagannath Puri, he would stand at the Garuda Stambha and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya never came in front of Jagannath straight. He always stood behind, near the Garuda Stambha. And if you visit Puri today, you will find Lord Chaitanya used to put his hand on the wall next to the Garuda Stambha and look at Jagannath from there, you know. And even today, the finger impressions, the finger imprints of Lord Chaitanya are still there in that wall. Lord Chaitanya used to stand like this at Garuda Stambha because he felt the more the devotees between me and Jagannath, the safer it is. I do not want to approach Jagannath straight. I want to be surrounded by the devotees. ISKCON is like a telescope, you know. Krishna is at the other end. And Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON is like a telescope. All of us are at the end of the other end of the telescope, trying to see Krishna, trying to visualize Krishna, trying to get access to Krishna. But here is a telescope in the middle. Between me and Krishna is a telescope. And that is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And all the devotees, the acharyas, the Vaishnavas, the gurus are like the lenses in the telescope. The more the lenses, the object that we are trying to see comes closer. So the more the devotees between us and Krishna, Krishna comes closer to us, just like in a telescope. The more the lenses we have, the object that we are trying to see will come closer to us. And thus, a devotee, unlike trying to imitate great souls and Mahatmas, Paramhamsas, or even the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rather than doing anukaran, he tries to do anusaran. He doesn't try to remain nirjan. Sarvam Bhattacharya told Prataprudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs a nirjan house. A place where there is no one. Solitude. Solitude, seclusion. No one around. But for us, we need a lot of devotees around. Otherwise, the material energy is extremely strong to deal with, you know. Srila Prabhupada was walking through a zoo on a morning walk. And as he was walking, some of the brahmacharis were also walking with him. And in the zoo, behind the cage was a tiger. And the tiger had given birth to some nice, tiny, cuddly looking, beautiful cubs. And every little cub looks beautiful, you know. Whether it's a piglet or a donkey's baby. Any little baby always looks beautiful. So Prabhupada walked ahead with the brahmacharis and one brahmachari strayed behind. And looked like this little beautiful cuddly cub. So cute. So pretty. Oh my God. And this brahmachari thought how nice it would be to just, after all the cage is there, so just a little bit if I go and cuddle it and play it. And the cub was right next to the bars of the cage. Prabhupada walking ahead with the devotees. And this brahmachari came behind. He was already lagging behind. He went there And the only part of that little cub that was coming out of the cage was a little tiny tail. So just to play around, this brahmachari pulled the tail of the little cub. The problem was, it wasn't a piglet. It was the cub of a tiger. And this little cub roared. And Prabhupada turned behind. It caught the attention of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada turned behind. And he called for this brahmachari. He said, what are you doing? He said, no, Prabhupada, I was very attracted by this little, tiny, cute, cuddly tiger cub. I thought so innocent, so harmless, so simple. He just tried pulling the tail a little bit, Prabhupada. And look how it's roaring. Srila Prabhupada said, Prabhu, Maya is just like this. She looks very cute, very cuddly, very innocent, very sweet. And you think, no problem. I'll just pull the tail and come back. No problem. I'll just pull the tail a little bit and come back. No issues at all. I'll just go handle a little bit and come back. Prabhupada said, don't you try to play with Maya. She will appear so cute and cuddly, and you try go close and pull the tail, she will roar. She will roar and pounce upon you, Srila Prabhupada said. The devotee's mind is like a crevice, a crack in the wall. In India, sometimes constructions can be very poor, you know, because there's a lot of corrupt practices and all this. Once an Indian minister went to Japan, and he saw in Japan, this Japanese minister had a big, big mansion. He said, how did you get this big mansion? He brought him to the window, the Indian minister. He said, can you see that river across? He said, yes. Can you see that bridge? He said, yes. He said, 50% of the money of that construction went in my pocket. That's how the mansion came. The Indian minister said, when you come to India, you please come to my house also. So the Japanese minister came to India and he went to the house of the Indian minister and he saw the mansion was twice bigger than him. He said, how? He said, come. He took him to the window. He said, can you see the river? He said, yes. He said, can you see the bridge? He said, no. He said, 100%. All went in my pocket. You know? And therefore sometimes constructions in India can be very poor. And therefore, sometimes when they construct these buildings, there's a crevice, a crack that appears in the wall. Such a beautifully decorated living room, you know. Such a beautifully decorated living room, ornately carved furniture, the best luxurious facilities, but a crack in the wall. And when there's a crack in the wall, if you come to Mumbai, my God, the Mumbai monsoons are intense. Here in London it showers a little bit, sometimes on and off, but the Mumbai monsoons are really severe. And when the Mumbai monsoons do come, that water seeps in through that crevice, small crack, and the water starts coming in. And sometimes when I go to the homes of devotees in Bombay, and there's a crack like that, such a beautiful house, and on that top of that, you know, is like this crack, and all the water seeping. And I don't know if you've ever seen the plasters peeling off, and it looks so nasty and dirty. And when I went to someone's house, he said, "Buri najar wale tera muh kala." You know, he said, this is to, so that najar doesn't come. People, you know, don't kind of look at our house. You know, this is only to evade people's najar, they say. A devotee's mind is like that. A beautifully decorated drawing room. Ornately carved furniture. Thoughts of Krishna. You know, sincere desires to serve Krishna. But if there's a crevice, a small little crack, the material energy comes through, you know. One little loophole, one little crack, one little crevice. The material energy enters through that and tempts a devotee. And that whole nice house becomes dirty because of all the water coming in. And therefore, to remain alone, nirjan, is not a very good proposal. But to remain with harijans, with the devotees of the Lord, is an incredible proposal. Prabhupada always said that. And the reason is, devotees are always around to correct us, saying, Prabhu, I think you're getting too much involved with something wrong. Come back. You know. And therefore, Sarvam Bhattacharya was requesting Pratap Rudra Maharaj, you please give him a place which is nirjan. But for all of us, we have to live in the association of devotees. Why otherwise Dhruva would say this? Dhruva is in front of the Lord. The Supreme Lord has appeared in front of Dhruva and he asks Dhruva Maharaj, what do you want? Dhruva says, the only one thing I want is association of devotees. Bhakti mohu pravahatam tvai me prasango. I want the association of your devotees. It's incredible, isn't it? One is standing in front of God, and standing in front of God, what is the prayer? Give me the association of your devotees, Harijanas. You know, Srila Prabhupada was once sitting at the airport along with all the devotees. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Jai Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki, Jai. As Prabhupada was sitting at the airport along with all the devotees, one senior devotee said to all the devotees are requested to kindly move to the side and make way for people to pass through. And Srila Prabhupada also moved. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, that was not meant for you. It was meant for all the devotees. Prabhupada turned back and said, so I am not a devotee? I said, it's meant for all the devotees, so it's not meant for me. Prabhupada put himself like one amongst everyone. Stayed with all the devotees. Advanced soul. He was living alone at the Radha Damodar Mandir. Nirjan. Doing his bhajan. Preparing to fulfill the instructions of his spiritual master. But like a practitioner, like a sadhaka, Srila Prabhupada put himself amongst the devotees. Always surrounded by the devotees. One of the favorite pictures that I like is the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan were manjiris. Eternally liberated souls from the spiritual world. But every day practically, they would come together and sit and discuss Krishna Katha. Even on the most elevated platform, they felt the need for being together, you know. And therefore, one of the greatest assets for a sadhaka is to be surrounded by sincere-minded practitioner devotees, like-minded sadhakas. Sarvam Bhattacharya knew that the only way to connect Prataprudra Maharaj to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to engage him in service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the fourth document that Maharaj Prataprudra had in place after acceptance of authority, his desire to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his faith in the words of Sarvam Bhattacharya, the fourth document, visa document, was his service attitude. The service attitude of a sincere practitioner is very attractive to the Lord. Even in this world, when someone has a genuine attitude to serve, it melts the heart of another person. There was a little boy, tiny boy. He went to an ice cream parlor and sat in the ice cream parlor. And the waitress came there saying, so, my dear lad, what flavor do you want? He said, how much is a pineapple sundae? She said, pineapple sundae is about 15 pounds. Then the child said, but how much is a chocolate chip ice cream? The lady said, that's about 6 pounds. The boy said, but how much is a mango ice cream? So the mango ice cream is 3 pounds. Now the lady was really getting irritated. This guy is only asking for the price, not buying anything. Finally the child said, and how much is a plain vanilla? Said, plain vanilla is about 50 pence. So this guy said, get me a plain vanilla. And the waitress was so frustrated. Saying, he's been asking all the rates for the ice cream, pineapple sundae and mango and chocolate chip, and finally he settles for a 50p worth of plain vanilla. So she got it and put it in front of him with frustration and left. The child had his plain vanilla and went. After the child went, the waitress went to clear the table of the ice cream bowls. And there under the ice cream bowl, she found a 10 pound currency note kept there. The child was asking the different prices for the ice creams because he just wanted to tip the waitress. He brought the cheapest of all ice cream out of the money that he had. And the rest of the money that he had, he tipped the waitress, put it under the ice cream bowl. And that lady wept tears. She'd been very judgmental about the boy. She cried. Her heart melted. He went for the simplest, cheapest of all, simply so that he could give me a 10-pound currency note. He could have gone for a pineapple sundae. He could have gone for a chocolate chip ice cream. He could have gone for a mango ice cream, £3 worth. But he took the plain vanilla for 50 pence so that he could give me 10 pounds. You know, even in this world, even on the material platform of the mode of goodness, when someone genuinely, selflessly tries to do something for another, it does melt the heart. And one can imagine on the platform of pure devotional service, if a heart of a human being can melt, what to speak of the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Oh, what a heart he has. What an oceanic huge heart he has. My God, how that heart will melt by the smallest, tiniest little service that is offered to him. When Dhruva came crying to his mother Suniti, the mother said, "Beta, my dear child, what can I do for you? I am crying and you are crying and both of us can make an ocean of tears at most." She said, "My dear son, I have the heart of a mother. And with the heart of a mother, I cannot stand to see you crying. But I know, beyond weeping tears, I can't do much to help you in this regard. Go to the Lord. Go to the Lord." And Srila Prabhupada comments in that purport, beautiful line. Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord has a heart of millions of mothers put together. If one human heart can melt by a small service that is done, one can imagine the heart of the Lord, how that heart would melt seeing the services that are offered by a devotee. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, do not try to see God. Serve God in such a way that God wants to see you. What better an example than Pratap Rudra Maharaj? For this particular quote, what better an example that Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, wanting to have an audience with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do not try to see him. Serve him in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will want to see you, you know. And therefore, the problem is, for the conditioned soul does not want to part with one's resources and serve. Holds on. Does not want to serve. The word Govinda means Krishna, who is the master of the senses, one who gives pleasure to the senses. Prabhupada comments in the first chapter of the Gita, Arjun wanted Krishna to give pleasure to his senses and therefore is addressing him as Govinda. Rather than wanting Krishna to please our senses, Prabhupada writes, we should want to please and serve Krishna's senses, and that is the meaning of the name Govinda. Krishna is very attracted to a genuine service attitude. One thing is to serve, another thing is to want to serve. Service attitude means, I may not be able to do it now, but I truly want to do it. Sometimes devotees may be in a situation, in a scenario, when they truly want to serve, but are just not able to do it, because of the condition that they are in. But there's a burning inferno. There's a burning inferno, a volcanic desire. I want to. That longing is called the service attitude. And the situations change. When there is a burning longing to serve, Krishna arranges. Srila Prabhupada, he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the year 1922. And he got initiated in the year 1933. He started the Back to Godhead magazine in the year 1944. He established the League of Devotees in the year 1955. He registered the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in the year 1966. And he departed from the planet in the year 1977. It's quite interesting. All the landmarks in Srila Prabhupada's life were in multiples of 11. 22 he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. 33 he got initiated. 44 he started the Back to Godhead magazine. 55 he established League of Devotees. 66 he registered ISKCON as a society in New York. And 77 he departed from this world, making a tremendous impact on the world, you know, through his ISKCON, through through his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, my Guru Maharaj told me, he gave me a service, if you get money print books and you preach in the English language in the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada said to his disciples many times, at that time I was a householder. My situation was I could not serve that instruction straight. He said, but from within, I was constantly meditating all the time. That service attitude, I want to. That longing. Yes, I want to execute the instructions of my guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. But somehow, situations were not in favor. Srila Prabhupada said, I waited. And Srila Prabhupada said, then Krishna arranged. He said, my wife sold away all the Srimad Bhagavatam sets, the books, for some tea biscuits. And said, I came and I asked, where are my books? Said, I sold them for some tea biscuits. And he said, I said, tea or me? And she said, tea. And Prabhupada said, I left. And Srila Prabhupada said, many times my Guru Maharaj was coming in my dreams. Even before this incident, my Guru Maharaj was coming in my dreams saying, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, Abhay Charan Arvind Prabhu, you leave now. I've given you this instruction to preach, you leave. He said, I was scared. As a householder, I was scared. He said, I just could not take the thing that I have to leave everything and go. He said, I kept waiting. And then the final thing came. Tea or me? None of us can imitate it. At homes, if the wife sells something off, and then you say, tea or me? And she says, tea. Okay, here I go. We can't start an ISKCON. That was Srila Prabhupada, you know. And then Prabhupada took the words of his godbrother, His Holiness Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, as the final call to take sannyas. And then Prabhupada said, one may not be able to serve the instructions of the Guru because of the situations, but if one is strongly longing from within, Krishna will arrange for a situation where one can truly execute the orders of the Guru and serve the instructions that he has given. Right. And therefore, to give and serve is very difficult for the conditioned soul. The enjoying mentality is very strong. The service attitude is very less. The enjoying mentality is like wood. And service attitude is like iron. Krishna's heart is like a magnet. Magnet only attracts iron. Magnet never attracts wood. And therefore, till the time there is a mentality to simply enjoy separately from Krishna, that is like wood, not attracted to the magnet. But as soon as there is a deep longing and an attitude to serve, to give, to part with, immediately that becomes very, very attractive to the heart of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Conditioned soul otherwise does not give. So Guru has to engage. Okay, now you part with it. You give. And therefore the desires of the conditioned soul are all like I was mentioning the other day, iron filings. And the Guru, like a magnet, orients all of those directions in service to the Supreme Lord. One time a beggar, he came to a lady in a village. And he said, please give me some charity. The lady said, well, you useless parasite, just depending on the things of the society, get lost, go do some work, do something worthwhile, you're begging here. He said, please give me something, I'm begging of you. The lady went into the kitchen, and in the kitchen there would be this wooden stove, chulla. She bought the ash and put it in the bowl of this beggar and said, now get lost. And this guy saying, thank you very much. The lady got annoyed. I put ash and you still say thank you? He said, yes. Today you have given ash, tomorrow you will give cash. Because at least you have got into the mentality of parting with something, giving something away. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of Padampat Singhania. I don't know how many of you have heard this brand called Raymond's in India. The owner was Padampat Singhania, JK Tires. And Prabhupada gave the example of Padampat Singhania. Said the mother always wanted all the children to go for Mangalarti. They had Radha Krishna deities in their house. And they, Prabhupada wanted they should go for Mangal Arati daily. And if they wouldn't go for Mangal Arati, there was a fine in the house. Fine in the house. The members of the house who didn't go for Mangal Arati had to pay fine. Imagine if that were to happen in ISKCON temples. We wouldn't have to go for a fund collection drive. Isn't it? You know, if we were to come late for Mangal Arati or not come for Mangal Arati, pay fine. In our temple back in Bombay, we have this Vaishnava Training Academy where boys live while they are working just to get training in the temple for a year. And there's a register where you have to sign in for brahmacharis and for these trainees both. For brahmacharis, when they sign in and they come late, there is a reward. The reward is they have to write 108 Mahamantras during the japa time. Now, there are two issues with that. The two issues are, one is, the congregation devotees also come and they look at the brahmacharis. Look at these fellows. They live in the temple and they can't come on time. In Hindi, they call ijjat ka faluda. You know, it's like a big blot on your name that, look at this guy, lives in the temple but can't come on time for Mangal. So your name is tarnished, your image is tarnished while writing there. All the congregation devotees are chanting japa. And the second problem in writing Mahamantra is your japa time is gone. 2 hours. All day long there are services when one's underrounds. So brahmacharis, you can find them in our temple sometimes. They run. They are running. 4:57 is the last time to ride in. 5 o'clock is our Mangal Arati. So they come in running. Some are putting kurtas while putting tilak on like this, running to sign the muster. You know. My God. And one brahmachari got the reward one day. We didn't call it punishment. How can you call it punishment? Writing the holy name. We used to call it a reward. You know. So they would write the one brahmachari. I saw him one day. He got the reward. And he was writing Hare 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 Krishna 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 Ram 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 Krishna Ram Ram Hare 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 Hare. I said, what are you doing? He said, Prabhuji, it takes less time if you write like this. So I can chant some rounds. I said, man, this is a very holy act of writing the holy name. Why do you want to even find shortcuts with that, right? Full mantra, writing full Hare one then Krishna. But that's the brahmacharis. But along with the brahmacharis, then we have the trainees, the Vaishnava trainees, and they don't have to write the mantra. If they sign in late, their signing in time is the same, they have to pay a fine. And for Mangal Arati there is a fine, for Japa there is a fine, for Bhagavatam class there is a fine. For Mangal Arati, it's something like about 100 rupees. Japa time, it's something like 200 rupees. Bhagavatam class, it's something like 300 rupees. It goes on increasing, you know, inflation. So the rates keep on increasing. And these gentlemen, they collect all the fine, and at the end of the year, when their training is over, the money is between 40,000 to 60,000 rupees. You can imagine, that means so many miss. And then they have, at the end of the whole training session, they have a party. We have a very nice Govinda's restaurant. It's famous for its pizzas, you know. And they have this party where all of them come together and they have a nice time from the fine. It's a big party. And then at the end of it all, the person who's collected all the money and kept accounts, he says, so, now let us express our deepest gratitude to all those who came late for the Mangal Arati, the Bhagavatam class and the japa session by 3 times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thanks to their coming late that we are enjoying the party. You know, my God. Prabhupada quoted the example of Padampat Singhania's family and said how the conditioned soul does not want to part with the resources that he has, and therefore the guru has to create a system. Engage the disciple in service to Krishna. Sarvam Bhattacharya told Maharaj Prataparudra, my dear king, now that you are here and you want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arrange for a solitary house for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to live in. He is coming from South India soon. Arrange for a nice house where he will stay. And that's the job of the guru, to engage devotees in service. Srila Prabhupada did that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, such a big acharya, district magistrate, he could have got money just like that to construct Yoga Peeth, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. The British government started a train for him to go to the court. He went home to home in West Bengal asking for 1 rupee each. 1 rupee from each house. simply to give an opportunity to more and more people to engage in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada was in London and one lady met him here, Indian lady. He said, "Swamiji, I live in Delhi. When you come to Delhi and if I'm in town, would you please come to my house for lunch?" Prabhupada said, "Okay." Then Prabhupada went to Delhi and she was in town. Prabhupada went along with all his Western disciples there and they all sat for lunch. And the lunch prasad was served. And everyone started eating. Prabhupada was peaceful. And the devotees started to keep talking among themselves. "There is onion in the food. There is onion in the food. What should we do?" So they kind of, you know, probed Prabhupada. Looked at Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, there is onion in the food." Prabhupada said, "Just eat. Just eat." And all the devotees, Prabhupada said, "No onion, garlic," and now he's saying, "Just eat." They all ate quietly. And then after the whole thing was over, Prabhupada looked towards the lady. And the lady was so happy. Said, "Swamiji, Swamiji, please tell me, what can I do for you? What can I do for you?" And Prabhupada said, "You truly want to do something?" Said, "Yeah, yeah, Swamiji, you please tell me, what can I do for you?" Prabhupada looked at the husband. The husband was not involved. He was very far distant. "Who are these monks, Western people coming in our house and eating everything and laughing and having a nice time, and some are even looking straight. Should we eat? Should we not eat? Who are these people?" The husband was not involved. Prabhupada knew the husband is a troublemaker here. So Prabhupada looked at the lady. "You truly want to do something?" "Yes, yes." "What?" He said, "Yes, Prabhupada." "Yes, Swamiji." Prabhupada said, "We are having this Pandal program in Delhi. If you like, you can do something." And then the lady looked at the husband. And the husband knew, trouble is coming my way. And the lady said to the husband, "I want you to sponsor the entire Pandal program in Delhi." And the husband said, okay, no problem. What could he do? You know, what could he do? He just sponsored the whole program. Then Prabhupada, when he returned back, he told the devotees, he said, "It was your job first to check with her. It was your job," he told the secretary, "to inform her that we don't take onion and we don't take garlic. After you are there, it has already been there." I said, "I didn't want to create a scene." And look at the kind of service that she has done. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the beginning of her Krishna consciousness. Because now, she is offering some service to the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada came to Surat. And in Surat, what a reception Srila Prabhupada received from all the Gujarati devotees there. They had arranged for a chariot, a procession, a band. Nowhere Prabhupada was put on a chariot with a band. And devotees, all those Gujarati people in Surat were coming on the terraces of their building and showering Prabhupada with flowers. And all the Western devotees were being put with garland after garland after garland. Incredible reception, you know. And there were so many invitations. Prabhupada's secretary at that time, Bhavanand Prabhu, had trouble. Because anyone would come, "Swamiji, come home for lunch." He would say, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." 10 people would say, he would say yes. And Bhavanand Prabhu came to Prabhupada, said, "Prabhupada, you say yes. And they all say that I am not allowing you to go because you can only attend 3 or 4 maximum." Prabhupada said, "Yes, I will keep saying yes. You keep saying no. I shall be the good boy. You be the bad boy. You should get the bad name. They should think Swamiji wants to come, but this gentleman doesn't want him to come." You know. And then Prabhupada said to Bhavanand Prabhu, "Look what we did at the end of the 30 days. He said, "We lived in Surat for 30 days. Prabhupada was there for 1 month in Surat. And every time he was invited for prasad, Prabhupada said, "So, I will come, but you must become a life member." Prabhupada would tell them, "You must become a life member. Conditional prasadam." You know, and Prabhupada would go. And then Prabhupada said, "Just see, 30 days, 60 life members. How am I doing?" He asked Bhavanand Prabhu, said, "How am I doing on the life membership program? Can you make 60 members in 30 days? Prabhupada said, 30 days and 60 life members. He said, "Just see, people are going to the restaurant, paying and eating. They are paying for their eating. And here people are paying us for our eating. People are going to the restaurant, paying money to eat. Here we eat, they pay money, and they say, 'Swamiji, if there is any offense, please forgive us.'" He said, "Just see." In the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada wrote this, saying that this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. An infrastructure to
engage the service attitude of the conditioned soul in service to the Lord. That is the way to get an audience of the Lord.
Sarvam Bhattacharya realized, Pratapudra wants to see Lord Chaitanya, not like this. He's coming, arrange for a house for him to stay. Engage in devotional service first. Do not try to see Krishna. Serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you, was what his Guru Maharaj taught.
The other day I was just walking through and I went to this place where all the masis cook. You know, all the ladies, they cook, elderly ladies. And these ladies were sitting there and only two were sitting. So I went there and one of them said, I am 79. She's telling me. He said, I am 79, still rolling puri, 6 hours a day.
I said, I fall at your lotus feet, please bless me. I don't know what will happen when I turn 79.
And the other said, I am 64, but even I do that.
I said, okay, no problem, thank you. I said, I deeply appreciate your service attitude. Don't take anything in return. No money, no nothing, 6 to 8 hours, you only come and roll puris and roll all this Gujarati stuff to make for the bakery. Incredibly amazing.
Then those ladies told me about another lady. They said, there's another Masi who comes. She's 89 years old. She said, she is a competition to us.
He said, I am 64. She is 79.
She is 89. She comes every week, practically every day, and rolls puri. And then she said, one of those ladies told me, you know that 89 year old Masi? Her heartbeat stopped twice. In the last 1 year, her heart stopped functioning twice. One time the heart stopped beating for 30 seconds and the doctor said the ECG was flat, the EEG was flat, and she was flat. She's gone. The doctors felt she's gone. A second time again the doctors felt she was gone. But she came back. She came back. And this ladies were saying, we asked her, how did you come back? He said, who will roll the puris for Gokulananda? Who will roll the puris for Radharani's bakery? I came back. The ladies were telling me she only came back to roll the puris. I said, my God, please tell her to put the dust of her feet on my head that I get the service attitude. That who will roll the puris? And that service attitude is her asset whenever she goes to go back to the spiritual world and to proceed on the path of grace. Therefore, there is a quote. The roots of love grow deepest in the soil of service. The roots of love grow deepest in the soils of service. As this service, then the Bhakti Lata Beej, the root of love, grows more and more. Maharaj Pratap Rudra said, okay, no problem. I'll arrange for a house. And the house was arranged. You know, Kashi Mishra's house, Gambhira. Very close to the Jagannath temple. Very small little room. Secluded. Solitary. Nirjan. No one around. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just chant his rounds on his beads, he would be relishing Krishna's holy name there. If anyone goes there to Jagannath Puri and goes to Gambhira, one can still see the small room. One can still see the sitting place of Lord Chaitanya. And one can still see the wooden sandals, the padukas, that Lord Chaitanya used in the house of Kashi Mishra. As Lord Chaitanya was to now return from south of India, you know, when he came back from south India, Sarvam Bhattacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Kashi Mishra's house. He loved that place. And he said, my dear Lord, all your devotees, all the residents of Jagannath Puri have been waiting for you. Eagerly, utkantha. You know what is the meaning of utkantha? Kantha means neck. And ut means to raise. Utkantha means eagerness. When a beloved is far off, then the lady will always be looking like this. In the traditional homes, in the Vedic culture, when the husband's gone, the ladies would all be like this, raised necks. Has he come? Has he come? Has he come? Has he come? That emotion is termed as utkantha. Kantha means neck and ut to lift. Utkantha to lift the neck. And look, has my beloved come? Has my beloved come? That emotion of intense eagerness is called utkantha.
All the devotees in Jagannath Puri were utkantita, extremely eager, waiting. When will our Lord come back from South India? When will our Lord come back from South India? Exactly like the devotees would wait for Srila Prabhupada. When will Srila Prabhupada come? When will Srila Prabhupada come? And one devotee, I think it was Maya Devi Mataji, if I'm not wrong, Mahamaya Devi, wrote a book called Srila Prabhupada is Coming. When will Srila Prabhupada come back? When will Srila Prabhupada come back? Separation. Separation from the Guru. Srila Prabhupada said, separation makes love grow fonder. When there is separation, love goes deeper, more intense. Lord Chaitanya had gone to South India and he had made all the residents of Puri yearn for him. Krishna left Vrindavan and he made all the gopis yearn for him. And so would Srila Prabhupada leave the devotees many times. In New York, devotees felt Srila Prabhupada would never leave them. When he went to San Francisco, the devotees felt Prabhupada would never leave them. And Prabhupada decided to go to India for the first time to recuperate in 1966. And Govinda Devi and all the other devotees were standing at the airport. They took away Prabhupada's passport and ticket, not allowing him to go. Prabhupada said, if you chant Hare Krishna and I chant Hare Krishna, we will always remain united tight wherever we are. That holy name will unite us in separation from each other, you know. And then when Prabhupada returned back, Damodar Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, took a photo of Srila Prabhupada. You will see that video. It's a very nice video. He took it deliberately. Prabhupada flew by United Airlines. And there is Prabhupada sitting with all the devotees. And he deliberately took that video with Srila Prabhupada sitting. And all his disciples sitting at his lotus feet. And in the background is a plane. United is the word. United Airlines. And Damodar Prabhu, when he shares his memories, he says, I deliberately took that video. Because here we were. United once again. At the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who flew by United Airlines to be with us, you know. And therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Puri, the separation of the devotees was over. And then, at the house of Kashi Mishra, Sarvam Bhattacharya brought all the devotees. And he now started recounting the names of the devotees, Pradyumna Mishra and Jagannath Sevak, all of those who did not do any big projects. What was the service of this one gentleman? He was only carrying the stick of Jagannath. What was the service of the other gentleman? He was only writing the details of Jagannath. Everyone had entry to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu except Pratap Rudra. And he was the one who arranged for the house, by the way. That gentleman arranged for the house to stay and everyone got entry to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu except King Pratap Rudra. In such a scenario, Pratap Rudra Maharaj filed his next document. Acceptance of authority, desire to meet the Lord, faith in the words of a spiritual master, a genuine service attitude to serve, and the fifth was an undemanding nature. Generally, when a donation is made, there is a demand. I have given this donation, so now I must be given audience with this person. I have given this donation, so I must be given a certain privilege. But Pratap Rudra Maharaj did not demand anything. He did not demand to enter into the house. He did not come and tell Sarvam Bhattacharya, hey look, I was the one who arranged for this house of Kashi Mishra for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay. He did not say that. He simply kept going because he knew bhakti is not about demanding. Bhakti is the art of commanding. Commanding by one's sincerity, commanding by one's humility, not demanding by saying, I want this. I want to go in. Hey, look, this simple pujari of Jagannath gets entrance. Look, this guy who simply writes the calendar for Jagannath gets entrance. And I, the king of Orissa, who has arranged for a house for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay, he does not get entrance. Come on. This is not fair. Pratap Rudra Maharaj did not go by fair or unfair. He was not demanding. He knew, I am simply a beggar. And as a beggar, I can simply stand with a bowl in my hand, waiting. Waiting for the grace to come. And grace is the prerogative of the Lord. To whom the Lord will give grace, and whom the Lord will use as an instrument, is absolutely His choice. There were many in the Gaudiya Math, many of Srila Prabhupada's god brothers, very learned, very advanced, great souls. And we offer our homage and our respects at their lotus feet. Great souls. But whom the Lord will use and choose to give that grace, and whom the Lord will use to bring about miracles in the world, is absolutely His prerogative. One cannot demand, because you gave him, I want it. Because you gave them this much, I want it. Can a beggar say, because you gave him 10 rupees, I also want 10 rupees. Are you? No, it's my choice. As a beggar, one simply waits with a begging bowl in the hand. You know, one beggar, he came to a house of a gentleman in an apartment, and he said, please give me something in charity. He said, come tomorrow, kal aana. You know, come tomorrow. And this beggar started shouting, ye kal kal ke chakkar mein is colony mein mere hazaron rupaye latke hain. You know, it is tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. So many have promised, nothing has come back. Sometime something will come back. My God. You know, a beggar simply stands there holding the bowl. In India, Bombay, there's a place called Haji Ali. If you drive by Haji Ali by car, you'll find a lot of beggars standing there with a bowl in the hand for some bakshish. Give something, give something, give something. And they'll knock at your windshield. Please give something. Can they demand? Give? Sometimes beggars are demanding these days. Sir, give 200 rupees. Give 200 rupees. Why are you only giving 100 rupees? One time one beggar told a guy, please give me 200 rupees. Say, why you want 200 rupees? Say, I want to drink coffee. Said, hey, what a beggar. Said, even if you want coffee, why you want 200? Coffee come for 50. He said, no, I want to drink at barista. Said, hey, what a minker, going to go to barista. 100 rupees for coffee is sufficient even barista. He said, why do you want? He said, no, 200 rupees I want because I want to take my girlfriend also. He said, you're a beggar, you want to drink coffee in barista, now you want also girlfriend to go. Said, as a beggar, you even have a girlfriend? He said, no, because I have a girlfriend, I become a beggar. Now I'm standing here sitting with a bowl in the hand, saying, give me some money. You know, I want some money in my bowl now. One cannot demand like that. Cannot demand, I want grace. Therefore, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he wrote this book called, a series of books called The Beggar. What a reflective series, that one cannot demand. One can simply command by one's qualities. Here is Maharaj Pratap Rudra doing so much service. He is the king of Orissa, has given a room for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay. Everyone is inside there except him. Imagine if that were the condition with us. If we have done an incredible service for a volunteers gathering in Janmashtami, we've done so much service, everyone is invited for the dinner except us. All are sitting inside and I'm standing out there. Can we imagine what we have to go through? Imagine Maharaj Pratap Rudra's predicament. He had no regrets. He just kept going because he knew, I'm simply a beggar. Whom will be chosen is the Lord's prerogative. The internal associates and the intimate associates of Guru and Krishna does not come by demanding. It comes by their prerogative. Many times I see devotees in ISKCON also command rather than commanding the demand. How can the Guru not give me time? He's giving this devotee time, he's giving that devotee time, but he's not giving me time. It's not a demand. It is the prerogative of the spiritual master and Krishna to choose whom to give that time. Here were small people, insignificant people, who had not none of the big projects in Jagannath Puri. They had done nothing big. Year after year, they were doing those tiny little things that they were doing in the Jagannath Puri temple. They were all allowed entry. And a big man like Pratap Rudra was kept out. But this was his document. Undemanding nature. He knew he had the mood of a beggar. I'll stand there with a bowl in my hand, waiting for the grace to come, waiting for the mercy to come. After this, he filed another document, which is the verse today. The class is still 9, so I'll just finish this. And tomorrow we'll conclude on this series. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. We'll continue tomorrow morning with this. Hare Krishna. Thank you.